Welcome, listeners, to Podcasting Heaven and Hell, the crossroads where sound meets salvation or damnation. In this auditory purgatory, our guests are playing God and will be allowed to cast podcasting elements into the fiery abyss of hell, never to be seen again, or to lift them up and allow them to ascend to the pearly gates of podcasting heaven. This is the realm where the sins and virtues of the sound wave are debated, and the future of podcasting may well hang in the balance. So, grab your earbuds, settle in, and remember, here, angels and demons have their say. On today's episode is Toby, one of our producers here at the Podcast Guys. Welcome, Toby.
Thanks, Matt. Great to be here on Podcasting Heaven and Hell.
So, what are you listening to right now?
So, at the moment, I am listening to something that I listen to a lot, which is the old Ricky Gervais Show podcast. So there's a combination of recordings of when Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington were on local London radio called XFM. And that was going from about 2001 to 2005 or something crazy. So it's so old, but it's still so good. So there's recordings of those radio shows. And then they also did, of course, their podcast, which was a bit more structured and not as good, but still great. So good, in fact, that I, as a podcast producer and industry expert, I'm just listening to a podcast from about 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's a great show. They're so funny.
It's still the peak, I think, yeah. And they were very much pioneers in the space. I think it's something like the most downloaded podcast ever, hundreds of millions of downloads, and they were really the kind of only game in town at the time, and it still holds up today. I think the key is when you have three talents like that and sort of comedic minds, you just turn the mics on and let them talk. So yeah.
Yeah, they're great. If you could banish two things from the podcasting world to the depths of hell, what would they be and why?
So the first would be those really clickbaity YouTube shorts where it seems like instead of producing a podcast, their only goal is to create something viral. I see a lot of football-based ones where someone will give a deliberately inflammatory opinion, say X player is really bad when they're one of the best in the world, just to get clickbait, and then all the guests, in inverted commas, are indignant and look shocked, and it just cuts really quickly between them all. It's got lots of flashing text and things like that. My Instagram got hacked. I don't know if the world needs to know that, but I was a fond scroller of reels, and now all I've got is YouTube shorts, and they're just really not good for content. That's not to say that YouTube shorts don't work, of course, because we use them a lot, but we do it properly.
Good first choice. What about your second?
I think it's just generic podcast intros. So really formulaic, royalty-free music, cookie-cutter intros. Welcome to the thing. I'm this. Today I'm joined by this from this. And we're going to be talking about this. Let's get into it. I was also listening to an old Russell Brand podcast before he went all mental and started getting into that alt-right sphere and, you know, anti-vax conspiracy theory stuff. This was in about 2015. Did a podcast with his long-term collaborator and writer and friend, Matt Morgan, and it was so good. But what they did, I was actually listening to the other day. They start by singing the intro themes to various TV shows from their childhood because it's like an instant way of connecting with their audience who are born around the same time, like the late 80s, grew up in the 90s, and as I have done, like followed their career when they were on radio in the mid-2000s, now they're doing podcasts. So it's just like a really fun thing. And then it just gets into really like raw conversation, literally just feels like they're having a chat and you're listening in, sitting around the kitchen table or around the pub. And they're the best ones, I think, when a podcast like creates that link. You know, we are talking to you and we're just people that you've grown to almost feel like you know because they've been on the radio for so long and the personalities really shine through. So that's something that we try and bring, I suppose, to some of our productions, that authenticity of the hosts and then making the guests feel at ease. So it is just, you know, you're part of the conversation as opposed to being talked at, like you're listening to a company presentation or something like that.
Nice. So the two things you've banished to the fiery depths are clickbait short form content and formulaic intros. They're down there, they're catching fire, they're simmering. Nice. So on the flip side to that, what are two things that you'd love to see more of in the podcasting world? They're climbing the stairs to the pearly gates.
Podcasts that really kind of capture my attention, the sort of documentary style, in-depth kind of news report, they really kind of immerse you in the story straight away. And that's using sound effects and soundscaping and music and things like that. So we try and implement a lot of that in our productions, really creating that documentary feel. Little grabs from politicians, for example, if it's a story about a big kind of policy development, just multiple audio elements, I think, really help to kind of engage the listener. And that's what engages me.
Nice. What about your second?
I think another thing I'd like to see as well is just keeping long form content alive. I think everyone at the moment is a bit kind of obsessed with everyone's attention spans, and they're like, oh, we need to make the podcast shorter and people aren't going to listen through and that kind of thing. But if you make the content good enough that you've got 45 minutes of great content and thorough discussion, people are going to stick around for it. So I'd like to see people who really value that long form format becoming more prominent. We need to get behind Alex's campaign for listening in full. More on that to come.
Yeah, no, I completely agree on that. I think obviously short form content has a place, especially within our market, the B2B market, because, you know, the people we're talking to are busy, right? They have a couple of minutes a day to spare to these sort of thought leadership pieces that we're doing. But I think when it comes to the masses, the discourse has become almost patronizing about people's attention spans and, you know, you can only listen to this for 2 minutes because you're so busy and firing on all cylinders. I completely agree. Like, distracting from what podcasting is at its core, which is storytelling, it's conversation, it's communication. And pulling focus away from that is quite harmful. So I completely agree with you. And in terms of documentarian, I'm up there, man. I mean, as you know, I'm a film nerd, so I love me a documentary. And the more stylistic elements from that being brought into podcasting, the better.
Well, thank you so much for having me on Podcasting Heaven and Hell this week. And bye for now.
And with that, we reach the end of another Divine Duel. The guest has given their judgment, banished and blessed, praised and purged. And now, dear listener, it's your turn. As you unplug your headphones, ponder, what would you condemn to the abyss? And what would you exalt to the heavens? Weigh your options and be ready. To hear more of this thought leadership from the podcast guys, you can start by subscribing to our newsletter, Mic Up, where we bring you articles, news, and insights from the world of audio. Please do keep in touch, and we'll see you on the next one.